Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Woods. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Leon Durham. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Rainey. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Chuck Rainey. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting second. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting third. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mark Davis. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mark Davis. And now, play ball. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg strikes out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rainey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Malley for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Davis for a passed ball. Davis moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Bauer moves to second. Two outs. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis bunts towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Sandberg covering, for the out. Kuiper moves to second. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rainey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Malley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 1 in the game. Say hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leonard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland strikes out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey is 0 for 0 in the game. Rainey takes first base on ball 4. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rainey moves to second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rainey moves to third. Woods moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kuiper fields the ball and throws to second. LeMaster drops the ball. That's an out and an error on LeMaster. Rainey scores. Woods scores. One out. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buckner. The throw from May and he is safe. Buckner steals second. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 2 in the game. Say hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 2 in the game. Moreland hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 2 in the game. LeMaster hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Rainey covering, for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say juggles the ball. That's an error on Say. Evans moves to second. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leonard. Davis reaches second base with a double. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Jim Barr now pitching. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rainey bunts towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. Bauer moves to second. One out. Mel Hall pinch hits for Gary Woods. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is walked intentionally. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Hall now playing center field. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Vanabil pinch hits for Dwayne Kuiper. Max Vanabil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vanabil takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Jim Barr. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman takes first base on ball 4. May moves to third. Vanabil moves to second. Mike Proley now pitching. Joel Youngblood pinch hits for Johnny LeMaster. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood strikes out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Malley takes first base on ball 4. May scores. Vanabil moves to third. Bergman moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Craig Lefferts now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Joel Youngblood now playing second base. Joe Pettini now playing shortstop. Greg Minton now pitching. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Say hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-3 in the game. Moreland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, And the Giants too. The Giants will come to bat. Lee Smith now pitching. Jay Johnstone now playing right field. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Leonard strikes out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pettini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettini hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Brenly pinch hits for Greg Minton. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.